According to the power-sharing agreement seen by South Sudan in focus, each state will have 17 ministries, 7 commissions, and 71 members of parliament. Officials say the parties agreed on how to share power and responsibilities in 68 of 79 counties across the 10 states, plus the two administrative areas of Pibor and Rueng. The parties have yet to agree on how to share power in the 11 remaining counties. Since dissolving the country's national and state governments in February, President Salva Kiir appointed governors but no other state government structures or officials. The new agreement enables the parties to move forward and nominate county commissioners, ministers for state governments, and reconstitute state assemblies. A committee made up of representatives from the parties that signed the peace agreement has been negotiating for months on the power-sharing deal. Interior Minister Paul Mayom Akech represents President Salva Kiir's faction in the committee negotiating the allocation of portfolios for states and counties.
It is my hope and the hope of my colleagues here that the parts that have been completed, that are undisputed, be taken over by the parties, implement them, and have our people receiving their services through these institutions that are vital for their services.
Under the power-sharing deal, South Sudan will have 710 lawmakers in the 10 states' legislative assemblies, 170 ministers in state governments, and 17 chairpersons of commissions in all 10 states, along with 10 governors and 10 deputy governors. Wilson Lodiong represents other political parties, an umbrella group of parties that was a signatory to the peace agreement on the committee that negotiated the power-sharing deal.
Today we have reached a conclusion that things must go the way we want it. Let the South Sudanese begin to rejoice. In a few days, the government in the states and the local governments will be formed, and we shall continue to move forward.
Chang Son Chiang represented the South Sudan Opposition Alliance on the committee.
We concluded the task successfully. In most of the cases, we have completed allocation and determination of portfolios in these states.
South Sudan Information Minister Michael McQuay, representing Kiir's faction in the committee, blames the delay to resolve the issue of power sharing in the states and counties on the SPLMIO.
All these delays we brought us up to today were the IO. And we will not be ready to continue to let our people continue to suffer because the IO is objecting, or because the IO has its own plans that it must achieve before we could bring peace to South Sudan.
South Sudan in focus was unable to reach SPLMIO officials regarding their decision not to sign the latest power-sharing deal. SPLMIO Deputy Chairperson Henry Oduor did not answer repeated calls, while SPLMIO spokesperson Peter Manawa's phone was unreachable. Makwe says the parties have yet to agree on how to reconstitute South Sudan's lower chamber of parliament, which is expected to host 550 lawmakers.
For the National Legislative Assembly, we have not yet touched it. And because there are constitutional issues which are still not yet clear, there is confusion happening between the National Constitutional Amendment Committee and CAC and the Ministry of Justice.
In addition, the parties have yet to reconstitute the upper chamber of South Sudan's parliament, known as the Council of States, which is expected to host at least 20 lawmakers. Committee members say they have referred unresolved issues to their party principals, President Kiir, First Vice President Riek Machar, and the heads of the other parties to the peace deal. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.